AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Cleveland has reached a settlement with the Justice Department over policing.
A senior federal law enforcement official tells the AP an announcement is expected this week. Word of the settlement comes 2 days after a white police officer was acquitted of manslaughter for shooting 15 rounds into the windshield of a car carrying two black suspects in 2012. That case prompted an 18-month federal investigation. The Justice Department report cited examples of patrol officers who unnecessarily endangered lives by shooting at suspects and using stun guns on handcuffed suspects. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
12 members of two families are missing tonight in Wimberley, Texas. They were staying together at a vacation home along the banks of the Blanco River, a popular spot for tourists. One person escaped from the house before it was swept into the river and smashed to pieces against a bridge. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on the flooding.
Hundreds of homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed by record flooding in San Marco and Wimberley, Texas. Hays County Judge Bert Cobb.
It's still raining. This event is not over.
Wimberley Mayor Steve Thurber says he was shocked by how fast the Blanco River rose, 26 feet in about an hour. Even so, his town will rebuild.
We've been through bad things before. We've been through floods before. Never been through one like this. But we've always made it through by helping each other.
A number of people had to be rescued from flooded homes and cabins by helicopter in Oklahoma. I'm Tim McGuire.
Mexican authorities have recovered the bodies of 13 people who were killed by a tornado today. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson surveyed the damage.
The scene is one of just devastation. Cars and even school buses flipped and crushed, and it literally just swept through the 7-block area in a tremendous way.
This is AP Radio News. Authorities say anonymous telephone threats against 4 international flights headed to airports in New York and New Jersey turned out to be hoaxes.
In one instance, U.S. military jets escorted an Air France flight into JFK after someone claimed a chemical weapon was aboard. The FBI says they didn't find any hazardous materials aboard. Also at JFK, a Saudi Arabian Airlines flight and an American Airlines jet flying from England were checked out after threats were made. And at Newark, a United Airlines flight from Madrid had to be cleared. Authorities say all the telephone threats might have come from the same caller. Julie Walker, New York.
Police say a 15-year-old baseball player has died after being struck by a ball in the northern Minnesota city of Bemidji. 3 kids escaped serious injury today when their bounce house was lifted off of Fort Lauderdale Beach by a waterspout. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.